pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
You are about to listen to I Told You So, the world's greatest relationship podcast, hosted by Tiffany and Jeff, two people in the healthiest relationship of all time.
Join our power couple as we explore the ups and downs of love, offering you the tools you need to navigate the relationship scene with charm, humor, and grace.
Welcome to I Told You So, where love is our business.
And laughter is our secret weapon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm really happy today.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I am. We got a lot to catch up on.
We do. A lot of things have been, a lot of holidays, a lot of events happening over the last couple weeks since we recorded.
I just want to point out here at the beginning of the relationship show that I asked you how you were and you didn't ask me back. And that's okay. I'll be fine.
I'm sorry. Well, you said you're happy too. So then I didn't really need to.
That's fair.
So that's fair. Why. But yeah. Really, how are you?
I broke my toe and I want to whine about it. And he did not give me the opportunity.
No, because...
So I got whiny about something else.
Okay. Please tell us about your toe.
No, then I just broke my toe and it's not sitting right.
Yeah.
It usually I can fuck them up and then kind of roll whatever and get them back where they go. And this time it will not pop back in place. And it hurts. I mean, it obviously hurts. But I have broken my little toes so many times that at this point when I went, fuck... It was more, fuck, I'm going to limp as opposed to fuck that hurts anymore. So, no, I'm just being whiny. That's all.
I'm sorry that happened.
No, now that I've done it out loud, I feel really self-conscious about it. And I wish I hadn't done it. So, let's move on. Okay, let's go with, it was your birthday yesterday.
It was.
And we celebrated the fact of your birth in high style.
We really did. I had the best day. I honestly, the best day from beginning to end. It was just lovely. And I was just so happy all day. Everything was perfect.
We did a couple of little presents because we are broke.
And you're so sweet. And it was like so thoughtful. You wrapped them and you wrote different things on each one. I read them before I opened them, like the night before. It was very sweet. I was very excited.
I'm working on that. I'm trying to be in life more present in the moments that are important. Mm-hmm. And have nothing to do with getting work done. Because my biggest glitch, I think that we could probably agree on, is a lot of times while I'm doing something, I am worrying about something else. Mm-hmm. And usually that something else is work and whether or not I've done enough of it. And it's like, I'm not getting paid for anything right now. So it's very frustrating that I keep finding projects that I have to get done. You know, that are not income generating. They're just housekeeping for all the other shit that I am involved in. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating. I frustrate myself quite often.
Yeah, I have noticed you've made a huge improvement and like, not improvement is the right word for that, but I do notice that you've put effort. Yeah. So much effort into that. And my birthday, like definitely did not go unnoticed. You did so much.
I did. I had a little bit of school. And I got up at 3:30 in the morning and got all my schoolwork done by 5:30. I came back. I took about an hour nap. And then we were up at 6:30. And it was just, I mean, frankly, it was just all about you.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. We had a great day. We locked ourselves away from humanity and ordered DoorDash for the first time in months.
It was so fun.
Oh, didn't that feel dirty?
Yeah.
That feels like the dirtiest thing we did yesterday.
And it wasn't.
No, well.
No, it really was the best day. I got some really awesome gifts. I had a party with my kids and my family earlier
over the weekend. Yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which, for those of you paying attention, was why we did not record this Sunday, because it was my beloved wife's birthday party. And that was more important than talking about comic books and fucking Republicans.
It was really nice. And we had yummy food, I think, and the kids came. It was good to see them.
Well, you planned, and this is, I expect email on this. You planned your party, and I have been feeling guilty about not being.
I don't think I planned it.
No, you planned it.
Well,
you know, we did it at somebody else's place, but you cooked the food. You did everything. You did all of your own party. Now, in my defense, I don't plan parties well. You do. You're amazing at it. But everybody, your whole family, almost your whole family showed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun to have everybody over. It was fun to see everybody. There was laughing. There were new significant others met.
I know. It's so wild to have adult children that have partners and people in their lives like that.
I do not approve.
Oh,
I don't like it. So let's go back to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because we talked about what we were going to do on Thanksgiving.
But wait, let's go back to me for a second.
Okay, let's go back to you.
One quick thing. My birthday was amazing and awesome. And big shout out to my mom too for that birthday party, because she hosted and she had these tables put together when we got there that were all decorated and had cute centerpieces. It was just adorable. And I just appreciate that effort. I thought it was so sweet and thoughtful.
I'm a big fan of your mom.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, onward to Thanksgiving. Backwards to Thanksgiving.
So the day itself, we were kind of all over the place. You know, didn't really sit still for anything, just kind of running around. And then, so the day after, we invited our kids down to visit. I did make some food on Thanksgiving. I made a small bird and just some traditional sides, you know, the stuff in the taters, etc. And then and the green bean casserole. And then on Friday, we invited our kids over just to hang out, maybe come by for lunch or whatever. And yours showed up on time. One of mine showed up at like 9 o'clock at night, which is, as people know, when I just told you, when I got up at 3:30 in the morning yesterday morning to get shit done, I wasn't all that tired, because 3:30 in the morning is pretty close to when I usually get up at around 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that big a deal. But when my kids, who are all sending me reels until 2 or 3 in the morning, show up at what feels like a reasonable hour for them, all I can do is remind myself that when I was their age in my early 20s, I didn't go to bed before the sun came up.
Uh-huh.
Even if I had shit to do in the morning. You know, I was up all night doing something stupid or hanging out or playing in a bar or whatever. And when you're in a bar band, you know, you don't get done with the gig until 2. You load out and everything when the bar closes. And then you load everything out and you get ready to go and all of that. And it's like 3. And then the bartender maybe pours you a few from 3 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
The only gig we had was a Tuesday gig at a place called the Euphrates Coffee House. We treated that Tuesday gig like a rehearsal. We'd work through songs. It was not fair to the owner, but he booked us every Tuesday, and we're just like, well, as long as it's Tuesday, I mean, we can get shit done. But it was a coffee shop, and he closed at 10, and that was our early out in the week, was Tuesday. And then usually Friday and Saturday nights, we'd have long gigs that went from about 8 until about 2 in the morning. You know, you play for 45 minutes, you take a break, you play for 45 minutes, you take a break, you play for 45 minutes, you take a break, you come back, you start the set over. Because we only had like 3 hours of material, give or take. So we would start over on those longer gigs. How did I get here?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. We were talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, and my kids.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so my kids will wander in late in the afternoon, you know, late in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I go as long as I can, and then I'm tired, and then I'm like, okay, guys, I got to go to bed. It's fucking 11.
Well, it's so hard, too, because usually we're downstairs on our couches that are pretty uncomfortable after, you know, you have like 10, 15 minutes on them, and then they're very uncomfortable, but...
Yeah, they get mean.
Yeah, and
they're,
so...
They're just fine for a minute.
Yep. So trying to sit down there with kids and talk, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it hits me, and I'm like, I'm so exhausted, I cannot keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
But I love having them, so what do you do?
I do love having them over. I'm enjoying the significant others of our children.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really am. But I'm trying to do that thing where we talk about our kids without talking about our kids so that they don't get upset.
Yeah, I've enjoyed this, I think, well, for the most part, because sometimes significant others aren't great and we're not all impressed with them.
I got a list.
Yeah, I'm glad to see them go. But for me, it's been fun to see them in relationships with people who compliment them, who are kind of opposite and bring out different sides of them that, you know, I don't normally see.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so cool to me.
Yeah, I do too.
They have that.
I do too. There seem to be some somewhat healthy relationships, somewhat, in our families
mm-hmm.
right now. And I'm here for it. I want the kids to be happy. I want them to be able to get to where you and I are at a level, not obviously like us, but, you know, just giving a shit and having significant others that they care about, you know, to a point of almost distraction and to wake up, you know, happy with their decisions in the morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm hoping that's where we're at right now with a few of them.
I know.
I really
me too.
Am. So I don't know. So it went well. We had them over. I made some different food for the Friday. So that nobody had to eat the same shit they ate on Tuesday or on Thursday.
Yeah, we did a little different kind of food. We did
a little ham, some funeral potatoes.
I did rolls and
green bean casserole again.
Brownies and
oh, and there's a thing that I do with Christmas or with Thanksgiving leftovers. It's a casserole. You put a bed of mashed potatoes, leftover mashed potatoes down, and then you fill it full of chopped turkey.
Yeah,
and then you cover that with
stuffing.
You can throw broccoli in if you want to, but we didn't have any. And then you throw in a little cheese, and then you top it with some gravy. And you cook it for about a half an hour until it all comes together. And then you eat it. It's a Thanksgiving casserole. It's great with a little cranberry on the side.
How does everyone not do this? I thought this was just like a normal, this is what you do with Thanksgiving leftovers. You must do this if you have never done it. It's so good.
Either that or sandwiches.
Yeah.
And we had such a tiny turkey that we didn't have any turkey left over for turkey sandwiches, which made me sad. Because I like, if you've ever watched Friends, the Thanksgiving episode, the sandwich that he talks about that his buddy or that his other professor ate part of and then threw away,
mm-hmm.
the way that they build that sandwich is the way I like my Thanksgiving sandwiches. It's bread. Now, I prefer it lightly toasted, which they didn't do, but it's bread. And then you put on a thin veneer of mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of stuffing, and then some turkey, and then a little cranberry, you know, and you could throw on some lettuce if you have any, which we don't. And you can, you can put on a little gravy if you have it. That's the trick.
Definitely.
Yep. As they call it on the show, the moist maker. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it all perfect. Gravy makes everything better.
It does.
Yeah. So anyway, I'd say it was all, our last two events were a success. Now we just have to get through this silly holiday season that I don't much care for. I do not like Christmas. And I don't know if you do or you, I mean, you do because we decorate. So you must like it at some level.
Yeah. Interesting. Cause we don't have any decorations up. We don't have our tree up. So I'm like, I've been saying it out loud the last couple of days. Are we going to put a tree up or are we not? I feel like we've kind of needed to, or I felt pressured to before because we've had like younger kid in the house.
Yeah.
You know? And so of course I want to make sure that we're decorating and putting up a Christmas tree, but this year we really don't need to. So I don't know. I haven't decided. What do you think?
We might as well.
It's nice to have a tree. I don't think we need to go crazy.
No, we don't need to turn it into a goddamn winter park.
No.
You know, it's not Gardener Village.
Thank you.
But no, I can move those guitars. We could stick a tree right there. Okay. I think that'll work out just fine. Great. You know, it's already got lights on it, right?
Well, possibly.
I don't remember.
The thing is, and my mother just told me how dumb I was for doing this, but we bought a tree on clearance. Was it last year?
No, it was a couple years ago.
Nope. Okay. Well, okay, maybe
sure,
last year.
It was last year.
No, listen. Maybe it was last year, but it was not lit. It was unlit. So we had to buy lights for it.
Yeah.
A lot of lights for it. So then we wrapped a ton of it because it was pretty big. And then when we needed to take it off, we just left the lights on and pulled it apart and put it in the box.
Okay.
So we'll see if it works or not. There was a lot of lights on that tree, though.
Yeah, if it doesn't go back together easy, I say we skip a tree this year.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what Christmas Day is going to look like for us this year. We are so far away from our kids.
Yeah.
Their other parents seem to be commanding most of the attention because we're so far away. I mean, I like where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like some of the changes, and we could talk about this if you want to. I like some of the changes that are coming that feel like progress, that feel like we're digging ourselves out of this fucking hole we've been in for, you know, weeks or months now. So I just don't know what Christmas is going to look like or any of the other December holidays that I also don't believe in. So maybe we should celebrate something else this year if we're not going to put up decorations.
I'm actually really excited for Christmas this year because there is no expectation for us.
Yeah.
There's no kids here. We're kind of empty nesters in that we don't have to do those.
We have no little kids.
Right. We don't have to do those traditions. So it is ours to decide and create what we want. And yeah, we usually do a really good job at that.
Yeah. I don't know. Are we going to invite the kids down for Boxing Day? Are we just going to do that?
Yes, actually, it's on my calendar.
Okay.
I already have the day.
December 26th?
I will find that and get back to you. Christmas with kids, December 27th.
Okay. That's what? Why the 27th?
That's when everyone is available.
Oh, nobody's available on Friday?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. No.
Okay. Well, 27th it is then. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
I got you. I'll tell more of the kids.
Yes. Pass it along.
Yeah. I don't know. This feels like it's starting to get a little pedantic.
Yep.
So what's next? You want to take a quiz?
Yeah, but let's take a break first.
Okay.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What?
You want to bring us in?
Oh, I didn't know I was watching you watch the game.
I'm not watching the game. I'm watching this screen right now.
You were not. You were watching the game.
That was earlier.
You're watching it now.
Seconds earlier. I have been watching it for 30 minutes.
I know.
And I can't help myself. Newcastle's playing like shit and it's driving me nuts.
Oh, those were the days. The good old days of watching games. I miss those days. Wish what? I had them. I don't get any more games.
Because your basketball is off?
My season's over. I have nothing.
You've still been watching game reruns.
I know.
They soothe you.
They really do.
I'll come in and you'll just be blissfully asleep and you'll have a game on. And I'm like, this reminds me of when I was using Ted Lasso as a crutch.
Uh-huh.
And so at night after I'd turn the television off, I would play Ted Lasso podcasts to just keep myself in that universe because I was trying not to go insane.
Yeah.
It's weird that a soccer show fucking saved my mental health.
Yeah.
But with that said, I have also become addicted to soccer.
Well, I've never understood that really until recently, I guess, because you see like all these super fans, you know, meeting their stars and saying, you saved my life and this song saved my life or this movie or whatever, you know, like impacted them so much. And I've never understood that until recently that not that anything has like saved my life like that, but I've been impacted by something so intensely.
Well, I think you were watching a complete mental breakdown on my end, and you were not doing great. We were going through a rough fucking couple of years, and I don't know how the hell we stumbled onto Ted Lasso, but it gave me somewhere, I don't know, pure to just stick whatever was fucking me up behind it, and I could just watch it and I could chill and I could relax. I haven't had to watch Ted Lasso for several weeks now. This was a multi-year thing.
This was not
we have watched the first three seasons of that show too many times to count.
In fact, so many times I feel like I bring up Ted Lasso in like regular conversation that other people should know what I'm talking about.
And they don't.
No.
Except you did have somebody that knew the other day. You had a lunch with some friends, and one of them was like, have you guys ever seen Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
And then you threw a quote from the movie out, and they didn't understand it.
Oh, so disappointing. It's like, how can you not remember this?
Yeah, because we'll just sit and talk the show at each other while it's on.
My favorite is when we're having like a deep discussion, and it's like when Ted try to talk to Rebecca.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand where you're coming from now. Put it in terms I understand.
This is the state of American healthcare that I have to have an Apple TV subscription to stay sane.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's all this talk about relationships with AI, right? Like AI generated relationships and stuff.
Yeah, it's like partners. You have a girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever, and they're an AI bot, and they talk to you and interact, and it's like, I have to use AI for school.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I rail against it, and whenever we have a thing where it's like, explain your AI process for this and that and the other, and it's like, I did a dirty, dirty thing.
So dirty.
I talked to the AI bot. I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting. We should do a show on that. We should probably talk about that more because that's
it's kind of so
fascinating.
Talking to the AI bot is so conversational.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, I will do this every time I have to go and do the bot for school. I will type in something like good morning or good afternoon or whatever. And I will type conversationally at the robot.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the nicest people in my life. And I hate that because every opportunity I have where I have to talk about, you know, AI and what it is, I talk about how fucking destructive it is, how it's going to fuck up our economy, how America's capitalist addiction is perfect for AI to come in and just wipe out the job market before the AI bubble just fucking pops and causes even more damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. The AI bubble's going to pop. It's going to go back to being a clever little app that we use as opposed to being just fucking squirted into every goddamn thing we do. Dear Microsoft Word, I don't want fucking Copilot. I'm trying to write.
Squirted.
Jesus. Do you like that?
That's the word you had to use.
Injected was probably what I was headed for. Probably.
Man. Okay.
All right. Well, we got a quiz.
Let's do it. We haven't done a quiz in a long time.
Nope, we have not. We've gone through some lists, but we haven't done a quiz. This is going to be 14 questions really quick. Are you in a healthy relationship? We're going to find out. Now, we're gonna read the questions, and then we'll talk about the answers, the multi-choice answers, and then I'll pick for me.
Okay.
And then we'll do you after.
Okay.
Okay. And figure out if we're in a healthy relationship. Ready?
I'm ready.
Do you enjoy spending time together, even if the activity is something as simple as running errands? And then the answers are errands. I got more important things to do. Yes, but sometimes I wish I had more alone time. Or no matter what we're doing, we're happy as long as we're together.
Oh, so cheesy.
I know, but you and I have talked about how fucking weird our relationship is.
I know. It's just so, it just is, it's not cringy because that's not true. But
I bet it is from the outside.
To say it out loud and to have like people, like, you know, people are looking in and judging us. I'm like, oh God, we're those people.
We get along so fucking well. Just. I am delighted to hang out with you pretty much no matter what we're doing.
I know.
There are a few things I do not care for. You know?
Doing with me?
Yeah. Watching basketball is one of them.
Yeah.
I do not care for the sport. But I have done it.
You have.
I do not care for American football. And I have done it. I have sat through entire, are they matches? Games?
Games.
Games.
Yeah, in fact, I have a picture. I just found a picture of you sitting at the bar reading your Kindle as we watched.
We went to a sports bar.
A game, a Ravens game. Yep, we didn't have it on TV, so we went to the bar. You took me there and let me watch the game. And you watched all but like the fourth quarter before you whipped out your book.
I tried to make it the whole time.
It was, I loved it. It meant so much to me.
It was. I just wanted to be there with you. I just didn't want to be watching football.
No.
I wanted to be watching... Well, no, at that time, I wanted to be watching sci-fi. Which is pretty much what I want to do right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't changed that much. Is your partner liked by your family and friends? One, not really. I think they mostly fake it for my benefit. Two, yes. Sometimes it even feels like they love my partner more than me. And third is mostly yes with some hiccups here and there. Well... Yes, sometimes it feels like they love my partner more than me, would be my answer.
Mm.
Because my family does love you more than they love me.
Well, that's not true.
You talk to my kids more than I do.
That's not true.
It is for one of them. Like, you had a whole thing going with one of them yesterday, and I talked to her not at all.
Yeah.
Just saying. My kids fucking adore you. My mom adores you. My sister adores you. They all just... They just love the shit out of you, and that makes me so happy. I can't stand it.
I love your family. They've been very good to me. Both your parents have been very accepting and loving. And
oh, my dad just is over the moon for you. It's cute.
Yeah, he's just the sweetest.
He really is. He's just the most adorable little guy.
He is, and he always tells me if If you're not listening to me, then I should just call him. Let him know.
Yeah, I think I can take him.
Yeah.
He's turning 90 his next birthday.
That's so wild to me.
Yeah. So I think I got him finally on the ropes. I got him right where I want him.
No, I adore him. And your mom too. She's been wonderful. I have really enjoyed spending time with her, actually, getting to know her more, hearing more of her stories. It's been I've enjoyed hearing about you, and your childhood and different things about you that how would I know?
Wonder at the stories she tells as they are clouded by the color of glasses she wore at the time.
Well, sure.
You know, I mean, let's keep in mind that no matter what fondness she may tell, she did kick me out of the house at 12 and did not let me back in until I was 14. And that was just to visit.
Yeah.
You know,
no, so, I totally get that. It's so interesting to hear like the other perspective on those things, though. You know, it's like, wow, where were you?
What other perspective? I was 12.
No, I know. We haven't talked about that, but
we could talk about it. We don't, maybe not right here, right now.
No. I meant your mother and I have not had a conversation about that.
Oh, that's good. That's perfect. So, do you both trust each other? Within reason. You never know what people may be hiding. No, I'm always afraid of being cheated on. And three, implicitly, we've never doubted each other for a second. I don't.
Like any of those.
I don't either. I mean, I want to say implicitly because we do, but you and I have had issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I'm going to go with within reason, even though I don't think you're really hiding anything. And I know I'm not, but you know, it's trust issues. We are scarred. We are damaged people, and there's always going to be trust issues.
Yeah.
You know,
that's fair.
All right. Number four. Are you able to discuss feelings openly without feeling judged or ridiculed? The answers are, I have to keep a lot of my feelings bottled up. Sometimes I hold back if I think my partner isn't on the same page. And yes, my partner knows how important it is that I feel validated. Well, sometimes I hold back if I don't think you're on the same page with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in some sort of crisis or another, and I'll just be like, you know what? She's having a great day. I will keep this until tomorrow.
Mm.
I do that. How about you?
Yeah.
Suck it. Do you keep it bottled up, or do you just sometimes wait? I think you bottle it up.
Yeah, I probably do both, because I do this. I have this internal battle of like, is this worth bringing up? Is this something like I need to bring up? Is this just me being extra sensitive on something? Is this, you know, so I overanalyze it.
Okay.
And then I think I'll just keep this to myself while I'm overthinking it.
Unless I try and put a donut in your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Which we talked about last show.
The pink donut.
The pink donuts.
Oh, you have some pink donuts too.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Are you honest with your partner? Most of the time, yes, but there are certain things I need to do to keep to myself. Yes, I'm an open book. I find myself hiding things a lot of the time. Look, I have been full of shit a few times in our relationship. I have just made shit up out of whole cloth because I'm in a frustrating fucking mood, you know? But with that said, when we're talking about feelings, when we're talking about things, when we're going like that, when you and I are having a talk, I am honest,
mm-hmm.
You know? I have lashed out with bullshit from time to time. It does happen. I am working on it. I don't think I've done it in a few years now. Mm-mm. You know, the last one, I got so cold, flat, busted when I was lying that I'm just like, I don't need to do this in this relationship because it's unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I did it in a few different previous relationships where the relationship was abusive, and it was just like, well, if I lie, I don't get yelled at today. So I'd lie, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or I'd obfuscate, or I'd hide something. A previous relationship, one of the jobs I had constantly, I was going out to lunch, you know? I either, and it was on the company dime too. I was either taking people out to have meetings or they were taking me out to have meetings. And so lunch would happen. And that particular ex used to just be like, well, why don't I get to come? And it's like, well, this is my fucking job.
Cause that's weird.
Yeah. I don't understand your, I mean, I can understand being like, oh, cool. You had a nice lunch.
Well, there's like, could be some jelly there for sure.
Oh, sure.
I get it.
But this is my job.
Right.
And it was actually for a couple of different places. The worst one was when I was working for the mortgage bank and a couple of sales folks for Office Max just got a crush on me and would take me out every 2-3 weeks. And we'd go to nice lunches on Office Max's dime.
Wow.
You know? And they wanted access to the company I worked for on a nationwide level. And I was like, oh, I'm not your guy. That would not come through my marketing department. And they're like, well, let's talk about it anyway. Why don't we go out to Tsunami? Okay.
Okay. That's when you say, okay.
Yeah. So we'd go out. I'd say on average about once a month, we would go out and they'd buy me lunch and it was fucking great. And we had a great time. We really all liked each other. And I have no idea where they are now because I lost that job when we had a corporate takeover. I don't know that I missed that job, but I missed the stability of that job.
Sure.
It was a lot of work. We could talk about that some other time. Are you honest with your partner? Yes, I'm an open book. Do you feel like your partner is honest with you? The answers are, I have to call them out on their bullshit all the time. They've never given me a reason to think otherwise, and sometimes I get the sense they're holding something back. How do you feel on that one?
Most of the time we're on the same page. Every once in a while, I will question, like, is there more there? Are you like holding something back? I don't know.
I do the same.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's scar tissue or just, I don't know.
Interesting.
But yeah. Yeah, I do. I think there's things that you tell me pieces of.
Yeah.
So as to not upset me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Which, and I don't know if that's good or bad, to be honest, because I'm not a shrink. We're just a couple of people living our best lives and recording a podcast about it in an irresponsible manner.
It's very irresponsible.
It's very irresponsible. And if you're taking advice from us, what the fuck? I mean,
boy,
I love you guys,
oh boy.
But this is just a chance for us to sit around and feel good about ourselves. Do you feel like your emotional needs are being met? I can take care of myself, but my partner's there when I need him. I find myself going outside my relationship for support a lot of the time. And yes, but sometimes my partner is more wrapped up in their own stuff. I don't like any of those answers. My emotional needs are very well taken care of right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with my partner's there when I need them.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I feel the same.
Am I meeting your emotional needs?
Yeah. I feel like we're very honest. If something comes up, we deal with it right then or just readjust where we are.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like my emotional needs are met.
Are you and your partner able to resolve conflicts without saying hurtful things to each other? We've never said anything we can't take back. It's not uncommon for one of us to end up in tears. That's usually me these days. Things can get heated, but we're usually able to quickly get back to equilibrium. I don't think I've ever said anything to you that I would need to take back. Have I?
No, that's one thing. We don't fight like that. We don't name call we don't do that. Have I?
No. No, I don't think you have. And if the one time I'm thinking of you did, it was so minor, I don't remember. So I'm going to go with my emotional needs are being met.
Good.
Can you be yourself without fear of rejection? I tend to change myself to fit my partner. Yes, although I keep some of my weirdest traits under wraps. And yes, I need a partner who loves me for me. You put up with a lot of my shit, especially my fandoms. You know, because I do. I get in them and I'm in. I am ADD 100% of the time. I hyper focus on shit.
Yeah.
That sports that they only play once a week, give or take,
mm-hmm.
is actually been super beneficial to me so that I'm not watching it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a show on Paramount Plus called Golozo.
Okay.
And it's international soccer news. It runs 24 mm-hmm. hours.
Okay. Yeah.
And I do from time to time throw it on just because I need something in the background to make noise or I can't get anything done because of the ADD. But it's I don't watch it every day. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I am managing to not be overwhelmed with my own goofy shit.
I like your goofy shit. I like seeing like what excites you and what you're into. And
the trailer for Supergirl
mm-hmm.
dropped today.
Oh boy.
I'm going to make you watch it with me.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Nice.
Because I do like that. Do you respect each other's boundaries? We have some codependency issues, to be honest. Sometimes the lines can get a little blurry. And yes, we always do our best to set and uphold clear boundaries. We're codependent.
We're so codependent.
There's no doubt about it.
I'm like, how do I answer this question without saying that we are codependent?
No, we're codependent.
There's no way around it.
You went to a fucking social event the other day for an hour and a half, and I was so painfully lonely. It's not. I don't care if it's unhealthy. I like it.
I like
that you can go to Arizona with your family. And I'm never, ever going to get in the way of something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am actively and sometimes painfully going to miss you while you're gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I get so homesick.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation. I'm having a great time. Everything's all good, but I'm just so homesick for you.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's nice to be excited to come home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 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 Coming home. In some previous relationships, I would get home and I would just sit in the car for like 20 minutes after work, for 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yep.
Just trying to get myself ready to just go in and see whatever the fuck was about to just pounce on me, whether it was going to be a great day or whether it was going to be a shit day.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just sit in the car. I'd go to work early, which are all things I noticed. That my dad did in the latter stages of his first marriage.
Hmm.
You know, he'd go to work earlier and earlier. He'd come home later and later. He did not like the conflict that he was having. He didn't like, I'm not going to call it abuse because whatever my parents went through, they kept it quiet and behind closed doors. Whereas, you know, my first marriage, we were very loud. We yelled a lot at each other, you know, and that fucked up my kids. I feel awful about that. I really do. You know, if I could go back, I would try and learn how to argue in a whisper because people are going to have conflict. Sure. There's always going to be conflict.
Yeah.
That you and I don't conflict more is, I mean, both amazing and I'm always worried there's this big bubble of emotion building up in you that's going to pop one day and you're going to stab me in the eye.
Well,
that may just be scar tissue.
I don't know. I have my worries too. Not that I'm going to stab you in the eye.
Okay.
But like,
you're not worried about that?
No.
You're just doing a good job of it?
Well, I don't know.
All the way in.
Anything's possible. I don't know what I'm capable of until I do it. But my point is that I am a little worried because I've been like, what is the word? I've been not cranky, but a little, what would you say?
You've been a little shorter.
Yes, yeah, short. I've been short.
Yeah.
A little more agitated or easily agitated.
Well, I believe that that is a mixture of medication and perimenopause.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it is perimenopause, whole shit, we're in for a ride. This is not going to be fun.
No, we're going to get you to a doctor and medicate for it.
How about we get you to a doctor and medicate you for it?
I'm already on some pretty severe antipsychotics, babe. Okay. I take a lot of pills.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just, they did that study where they're like, oh, it turns out that women in menopause actually flourish, you know, with a proper estrogen, where doctors used to be like, nope, that's bad for you because we're dudes and we haven't studied women's medicine.
They never do.
Yeah, but they have started. And they're like, oh, turns out estrogen is a really good idea. Mm-hmm. And we have been absolute patriarchal dicks for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
That is a whole other thing. Okay. 11. We're on 11. Do you have relationships with friends and family outside your relationship? Look. Yes, but.
Yes, and.
I don't. Yeah. Okay. No, we have friends that we need to spend time with. But it is so much easier to just get to the end of the day and chill the fuck out with you. You know, and you add to the fact that and everybody that listens to know this, we've been going through some financial hardships, you know, for the past couple of years. And so, you know, our social calendar hasn't been a lot of going out.
No, it hasn't.
But it's, and I do worry about this. It is too easy to just fucking chill out with you. Just chill. You know, and I think that, frankly, we are not being as kind to our other relationships as we should be, you know, like Sergeant Jake, you know, I ought to be getting together with him once a month or so. He's just one of my best friends, mm-hmm. you know, and has been since 1993. We've known each other a long time and I text him.
Yeah.
About every month, 6 weeks or so. Hey buddy, you find a therapist? No. Did you? No. Okay, hang in there.
You need to text him good night. Just tonight. Just send him a good night text.
Okay.
Hey, buddy. Thinking about you. Just want to tell you good night.
Sleep well.
Yeah, just leave it. Let that start the conversation.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that tonight. Don't let me forget.
Okay. It is true. Like, we have so many wonderful people, and the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been in my own shit and have neglected some of those relationships, like, as far as reaching out and just even sending a text. So, yeah.
So the answer options are, my relationship provides all the companionship I need. Feels like it, doesn't it? Some, but they've faded over time. And the last one is, yes, we both have our own lives outside the relationship. That's how I'm going to answer, because I know that if I'm like, hey, I want to drive up and hang out with Jake for an afternoon, and you're like, okay. And you're like, I want to go play with my friends. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm never going to tell you no. I might. Well, no, you will. You don't tell me no. You do remind me of other obligations when I double book shit. But that's not a no. That's more of a pull your head out of your ass, sport.
I was like, no, you're not getting away with this. You're not getting out of this. You still have to come. You can't go play with Jake.
Okay, so we're going to do that one. Okay, number 12. Are you and your partner supportive of each other's goals and interests? The answers are, I've sacrificed a lot to make sure my partner is happy. Absolutely, we share in each other's successes. And yes, but there are some things I'll never understand about each other. I'm going to go with absolutely. We share in each other's successes.
Yes.
I am always happy when you achieve. You are always happy when I achieve.
Yeah, you genuinely are. Yes.
That's a little tongue twister.
I wasn't.
Now I'm sitting here wondering. It's lost all its meaning.
I know.
Genuinely.
What's the word for that?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
Oh, shit. We have quoted poorly. Have you ever thought about cheating on your partner? No, my partner's everything I need. I've been very tempted at times. And yes, but only theoretically, I wouldn't act on it. I cheating. Okay. Does Katie Sackhoff count?
Right. I was going to say, this could mean so, what is your definition? This could mean so many things.
I would say realistic cheating.
Real. Yeah.
Not famous people.
Not in your head.
Yeah. Yeah, just like, so that bagger down at the grocery store. Yeah, I'd really like to climb on top of it. I wouldn't. I'd ask if you want to share.
Do you want to?
But no. You're everything I need.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you and your partner discuss sex and agree on what you want out of sex before engaging in sex? Okay, none of these answers work for us.
No?
Sometimes, like when we've had a few drinks, or it's awkward sometimes, but talking about it actually makes it better for us. Or, no, our sex life is fine. We don't talk about it. We Ooh. Do talk about it.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
We talk about it a lot. And sometimes I get the shies and it's a little awkward.
So we can go with it's awkward sometimes. Yeah. But talking about it makes it better.
Yeah.
Well, according to the website, verywellmind.com, we have a healthy relationship.
Oh, boy.
No relationship is perfect, but it looks like you're feeling the love. If your needs are being met, the lines of communication stay open, and you and your partner continue to support one another, you will stay on the path of a long-term healthy relationship. Aww.
That's awesome for us.
That is awesome for us. So then it gives us the pillars of a healthy relationship, 7 ways to improve your relationship, which we will save for next time, and best online couples counseling. I think Ooh. We're okay. I don't think we need couples counseling.
You don't? Sometimes I think we do.
Do you?
Not like need it.
Because we're codependent?
No. Not need it. But sometimes I think like, oh, we could benefit from like having somebody help walk us through this or something. Yeah, I do think that sometimes. Not in a bad way, just in a preventative way.
Hey, learning shit is never a bad idea.
Yeah.
Learning new stuff.
Mostly about relationships with like how to deal with kids and...
Yeah.
Family members.
Well, and in trauma scars.
Exactly. Yeah.
You and I have trauma bonded mm-hmm. pretty heavily, which I think is a lot of our codependency. The problem with it is that I see it for what it is. I recognize it for what it is, and I wouldn't change it for the world right now. And in going to counseling, I just have this feeling that some fucking therapist who doesn't have the happiest marriage is going to get all jealous of how we feel about each other and try and talk us into spending less time with one another. And I don't care for that. Now, this is all just headcanon. I've just made this up, but it's how I feel.
Okay.
I have, what's the line? A certain Midwestern skepticism mm-hmm. towards therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I just did therapy last year for 4 episodes
that
of it.
That does not count as therapy.
No, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was awful. And I'm like, well, that's a waste of 4 hours of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she was friendly enough, but she didn't ask me a single fucking question about myself.
Hmm.
Like 4 hours. And she's like, here's what we do. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what are we doing this for? Because you don't know what's going on in my life, lady. And that's how it was.
Yeah. Those free sessions are rough.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was telehealth. But I'd like to try it again.
We need to see what we qualify for, what insurance can pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once we're insured again.
Yeah.
We will. Okay. I think that's it. I don't have any letters this week. Do you?
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
No, that was a fast show, huh?
Nope. We're at almost an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Felt fast.
It did.
Well, the first half felt long.
Because
when we took our break, it was only 18 minutes in, and I was like, what the fuck? We never break that quick. We usually go much longer, but the second half of this is obviously carried over. Hey, gang, thanks so much for listening. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over to Patreon real quick. We're going to do some special content for you guys over there. This is what we do at the end of every show that we record. We do special content for Patreon. You can get it at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. That's where it is. That's where you find it. You can join us for the low, low cost of whatever I've got up there. And yeah, I'd really like to see you guys over there.
Come, it's so fun. And I wanted to ask you in Patreon today what your favorite holiday Christmas tradition is.
Okay.
We'll talk about that there.
We will. And probably more stuff.
And a lot more stuff.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you guys next time we do this. Dear, thank you so much for recording with me today.
It was fun.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Good for me.
All right. I love you, honey.
Love you.